Good morning, it's Anne with your Spirit River Coaching at the Go. Do you want to play today? It's always a great day to play. And instead of being annoyed that you have to wait for things or that your things aren't working out just perfectly or somebody missed an appointment with you or something is out of schedule, why not take that time to play? Because being a master creator, in being a master creator, there's a lot of playtime. You get to step into your future and create it with your thoughts. Your future is the canvas. And the paintbrush and the materials, the paint, those are your thoughts and feelings. So the last couple days we talked about how fantastic it is to be able to step into your future and feel your future. And all of a sudden you know you're at a moment where you know that you are standing inside of something you visualized a long time ago. How gratifying that is. And then in that process of creating and journeying towards that future that becomes your now, there's a lot of fear that pops up for people. So we talked about how to look that in the eye and realize most of it is a lie, possibly all of it. It's exaggerated and enhanced by the unknown. So now we're back to the freedom to navigate into our vision, into our future. And today what you get to do, and you should do this often, is play in your future as if it's your now. Feel the feelings, experience it, walk in it. The more vivid you can make it, the better. I regularly can be found playing in the expansion of the Spirit River property in Wisconsin Dells. I am regularly driving in, getting out of a fantastic vehicle, my fantastic vehicle, it's white, onto the pavement that's there. That's not there now, but it's there in my future. Feeling how great it feels to remember a time when it wasn't mine yet, when I didn't have the property yet. Looking over at the lodgings, how they are perfectly beautiful. And the people inside of those are happy. And they come out and they're giving me really great feedback about how happy they are there. And they're thankful I created it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is powerful stuff because years ago I did it. In many ways, I've done it already, and it has created the results that I'm living in currently. It's said that you're living in your past because the things that you're experiencing, you manifested in the past thinking, in your past thinking. And what you're doing now is you're creating what you'll know as your future. So everything that's manifested now is part of your past thinking. And what you're doing here in this exercise is going into your future and creating what will all of a sudden show up one day, and you'll realize you had thought of it today. So this has happened to me many, many times. I'm quite experienced at it. Before Spirit River came to me as a property, I was sitting down the hill from it at the river, a moment I had never experienced that part of the river before. I was sitting in appreciation and in awe, thanking God, thanking the universe, thanking that space for being there. And within 2 weeks, and I put some wishes down, some strong intentions. And within 2 weeks, I spotted the property that I could see from that place was for sale. Through really coincidental occurrences, that property was for sale. Then it became mine. Many, many more what seemed to be coincidences. And I remember laying on top of the cliff one sunny, beautiful day. I could hear a generator next door. There were boats idling, ready to take people on a boat cruise. There were cars driving down to the top of the cliff. Lots of noise. The neighboring property I had to walk adjacent to get down to that spot was full of buildings in disrepair, junk, a trailer with all broken windows. It looks like somebody had thrown a bomb in there. The people living there were somehow totally disconnected to what they were living in and adjacent to. I laid on the cliff, closed my eyes, felt the beauty of the sun, the air, imagined everything that I didn't want gone. And today it's all gone. The generator's gone. The boats are gone. They're out of business. The whole property next door was purchased by someone and donated to the nature camp down the road. And somebody, a work crew came in and cleaned the whole thing up. I did nothing but energetically visualize. And years ago, I may have told you that was just whimsical to do that. But I've been doing it throughout my life, and I just put my trust in it. And I didn't pay any attention to the things that didn't seem possible. I just focused on my vision. I focused on what I wanted. I sensed it. I felt it. I experienced it. I powerfully breathed it in. I closed my eyes. I breathed it in. I felt it. I put myself there. I listened. I put myself in that future, hearing the quiet, seeing nothing in the water above, from above, seeing, walking down into the rock formation that's called a dell next door, walking down inside of it to the beach below with no ramp, no decking, no pier, no boats. I do this kind of thing regularly. It's fun. I highly suggest it, and it's your assignment for today. You get to step into your future, the one where you wrote the book. You're at the book signing. People are joking and laughing with you. You're eating incredible food. People are celebrating what you just created. And it's already done. It's published. It's a bestseller. You're in that future today and every day. You're creating it with your thoughts and your feelings. So that's your work today. Have a beautiful day. Sending you love.